This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. Though the summer monsoon is supposedly still on at our home near the banks of the Hello, it's like it's the nonsoon, as some folks are saying, or it's El Nocho, or it's La Nada. But, you know, cool, dry mornings and dry breezes in the day say fall is on the way. The sun takes its sweet time clearing the Chiricahua Mountains, and some mornings I wait anxiously for enough light in order to run around outside before I have to get in my truck and head to work across the Sulphur Springs Valley. And the dry mornings are cool, taking a little longer before the heat of the day arrives. Recently, I got my yearly reminder that mornings are cooler when I sidestepped a very large Mojave rattlesnake on a morning trot. I stepped aside quickly, and then I looked at it just long enough to admire its three-foot-long body and say good morning, which seemed to make it a little irritable. But listen, summer months, in the summer months, Mr. and Ms. Mojave are nocturnal, but mild mornings or even mild days will find them out and about. The Mojave is the predominant rattlesnake around us in that flat grassland. Go a few miles to some rocky slopes, and you'll find the western diamondback rattlesnake. Go a little further upslope from the Mosquiti homestead, and you find the beautiful, beautiful black-tailed rattlesnake, which has an amazing range from chaparral to oak woodland to coniferous forest. Very cool. Hey, since last spring and through the summer, folks asked about a 2 to 3 foot tall leafy weed showing up all around Cochise County. And it's as if none of us had even seen it before, right? Petey, what is that green leafy weed that I've never seen before? And it's everywhere. Well, I felt the same, but you're not going to identify some leafy weed you don't recognize until it flowers. And all summer long, it did not flower. One day, in beautiful Bisbee, I finally asked my friend Mimi, what the heck is that 2 to 3 foot tall leafy weed I'm seeing everywhere? Everyone has asked me about that, she said. It's Linnekia, used to be Coniza. Oh, man, Coniza. I know that Coniza canadensis. There's a canadensis, the eastern United States native weed that has spread all over North America, South America, naturalized in Europe. But no, the plant in question is the Coniza coulteri. Coniza is derived from a Greek word for flea. Coulteri, is it named after the botanist John Merle Coulter? He was of the late 1800s and early 1900s. So apparently the genus is now Linnekia, and it was Linnekia but once before, then it's Coniza, and now it's back to Linnekia. Today, my friends, it's Coniza. So Coniza canadensis, the eastern native that spread, is simply called horseweed. It was a fleabane, might explain the name. Erigeron canadensis. Is that fascinating? Yes. What a weed found on hammered land, sides of roads, agricultural fields. Arizona Flora says a coarse, unsightly plant. That's brutal. In agricultural areas where the herbicide glyphosates are sprayed regularly, this canadensis, Coniza canadensis, has become resistant, and it has been noted that it grows more vigorously once sprayed. Oh, yeah, I'm talking about the revenge of the horseweed going to come back and bite you on the butt. You go, horseweed, you go. Okay, so meanwhile, Coniza coulteri, not canadensis, is a true Western States native annual, and it's finally blooming. Nothing to write home about, I guess, but I wouldn't call it a coarse, unsightly plant. But blooming, and I just love the fact that it hasn't appeared in such numbers that everyone forgot what it was, everyone except my friend Mimi. How cool is it, the fact that seed sat around dormant for years and years, and moisture and or temperatures over the winter had seed germin all over Cochise County and had folks quizzically saying, what is that plant that I'm seeing everywhere? Well, it's Coniza coulteri, and now we all know. And you probably ought to leave the glyphosates on the shelf at the big box store, don't you think? You better, because Coniza coulteri just might come back and bite us on the butt. You go, Coniza coulteri. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.